Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bonnie and Nikki going into the third hour here. Of course, you are still invited to join us. Phones are open, 603-283-6160 if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And we're talking here about the various screwed up things the U.S. military has done throughout the past. Most recently, the U.S. Navy has been leaking jet fuel into the drinking water in Hawaii, and then covering it up. Nikki, tell us more about this story.
So, Army Major Amanda Fint, whose family is suing, told ABC News, "You've got American citizens being poisoned by an American asset on American soil." So she's clearly not very happy about this.
Yeah, but it's true. That's what you got.
Are Hawaiian? Okay, I guess they are American citizens. Yeah. I didn't think they considered themselves American citizens, though.
No, I think it's a state, you know.
I think most of them don't want to be, but they're a state.
Whether they want to be or not, you're right. They are, and they are being poisoned by their government on their own soil. That's pretty screwed up.
So in November of 2021, health officials and the Navy ordered residents of Pearl Harbor and the surrounding area to stop using tap water after dangerous levels of petroleum products were found in the Navy's Joint Base Pearl Harbor Hickam water system.
So the government did tell them to stop drinking the water?
Yeah. So it doesn't sound like they covered it up if they... I mean, maybe they did somewhere down the line. I don't...
Well, that doesn't claim responsibility.
Yeah,
for it.
That's true.
But it's at least a good step, right? I mean, in some places, you know, the water's flammable.
Well, yeah, and at least they weren't just like, well, we're just going to let people keep drinking it, you know?
Well, what do you do if you can't drink the water supply? Like, you just have to order it from another place?
I assume you drink bottled water?
Yeah, but you wouldn't want to shower in that water or anything, you know, if it's...
Oh, true.
If it's contaminated with, you know, jet fuel, that's terrible.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do anything with it.
But like you said, there are other places in the United States right now that also have contaminated water and have for a long time. So this isn't a new thing in the United States.
To say nothing of Flint, Michigan, which is still dealing with the same nonsense of having undrinkable water. There was also one recently in Jackson, Mississippi, where they had undrinkable water.
Yep.
It's surprisingly common. It's way more common than it should be.
Yeah, absolutely. So the source was pinpointed back to the jet fuel leak from the nearby Red Hill Bulk Fuel Storage Facility. Hundreds of families reported petroleum odors coming from residential tap water supplied by the Navy water system, alongside reports of health issues caused by the contaminated drinking water.
So they were like pouring a glass of water, like, wow, this smells like gasoline.
Wow.
Apparently, and people were getting sick from it.
Wow.
You know, it only takes drinking so much gas to get sick.
I can't believe anyone was drinking it. I mean... To me, if I poured a glass of water, it was like, Jesus Christ, this smells like gasoline.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, it might take a little bit for high levels to be in the water supply. So if it's only trace amounts, that would probably still be enough to get you sick.
Some people can't smell like it at all.
Oh, that's true.
That's also true. So the DOH had received almost 500 complaints of fuel or gasoline-like odors from people who received water from the Navy water system. Numerous families allege that they are still battling long-term chronic health issues in the lawsuit. A PGA golf professional says he has had 5 surgeries since and continues to battle internal bleeding.
Oh my God.
One family said it had been plagued with abdominal pain, vomiting, memory loss, skin rashes, brain fog, eye irritation, seizures, and teeth and gum issues.
I can only imagine. It's gasoline. You're not supposed to drink it. It's deadly. I'm surprised these people aren't dead.
Yeah, it is very, very scary. So according to the Environmental Protection Agency, many people remain in temporary housing due to the drinking water crisis.
So they at least did provide them with a place to stay. So that's good. And, you know, ultimately, the United States military is responsible for this?
I don't know if they provided. It says many people are in temporary housing, but it doesn't specify whether the government is paying for it or not.
Good point. If it doesn't say they're paying for it, then I would assume they're probably not.
Yeah, probably not. Especially if they didn't want to take the blame and were trying to cover it up. Like, oh, I don't know how this happened. You know, we had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, I mean, we had this Air Force base over here, and it was leaking jet fuel, right? But that's got nothing to do with the gasoline in the water.
Yeah, just a coincidence.
It's just entirely unrelated things.
So activists are calling on the Navy to take action almost a year after the Hawaii Department of Health issued an emergency order against the military agency to address the closure and defueling of Red Hill facility. So it didn't really, I'm assuming Red Hill facility is a Navy-run fuel facility.
I'm sure.
If the Navy has committed to closing the facility, they need to move with the sense of urgency, as the native people of Hawaii feel they must. And, you know, I'm not surprised that this is, it's not the first time that the U.S. military has done unthinkable things to native people. So I'm not surprised that it's native Hawaiian people that are being affected by this.
Happy Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, right?
The craziest thing is that this happened over a year ago, and we heard about Mississippi the day of, you know, and we just haven't heard anything. I haven't heard anything about this. It doesn't seem like something that gets talked about a lot.
That's a good point. I hadn't heard anything about this prior to today.
No, I haven't either. And this is a year later. I mean, it's October of 2022, and this happened in November of 2021. And this wasn't even in the news until, I mean, it might have been when it first happened, but ABC News definitely didn't cover it until recently, so...
So is this story from November 2021?
This is from, it might have been the end of August.
Okay.
This story is from.
So it's got up-to-date information. It is basically what I was wondering. So
yeah,
not a whole lot has been done on this front. It's just there's...
The lawsuit, that's really the only thing. But the families had to take it upon themselves to sue the U.S. Navy.
And presumably, have they even cleaned the drinking water, or is there still jet fuel leaking into it? Because that's going to be expensive, right?
I'm assuming, but then it said some people are still in temporary housing, so it doesn't really specify whether this is an ongoing issue. I'm assuming that they took care of it rather quickly, but maybe I shouldn't assume that.
It would be hard to assume that, except, you know, jet fuel is expensive. In addition to not melting jet steel beams, it is expensive.
Yeah.
And if it's leaking into...
That's what I know about it.
I'm sorry?
That's what I know about it.
Yes. And if it's leaking into the drinking water, then that's just a net loss for the... The U.S. government and the military, they don't care about people. Never mind. They don't care about money either, because they can just print it. So never mind. I don't know what I was going to say, but they do care about losing money, but they don't. Because they can just print infinite amounts of it. Well, they do care about oil, though, and gasoline. They love that crap. So, I don't know. Maybe they care enough about oil and gasoline to do something about this leak.
Well, apparently the leak in the Gulf of Mexico that was, like, a really big deal in, like, 2010 just has not stopped leaking. I just learned that recently. I didn't know.
Yeah, I think I've heard that.
The big BP leak?
That's so crazy.
Yeah, it's still leaking?
Yeah, it's just never stopped. It's just stopped getting news. It's, you know, the... You know, 24-hour news cycle.
Well, that can't be good for the ocean.
I was always curious what happened to the massive amount of oil that leaked out into the ocean. It was just suddenly gone.
No, it'll just wash up on the shores. And didn't you see the Dawn commercial with all the seals?
That's what I was immediately thinking of.
I didn't. I immediately thought of the South Park episodes of where they were the superheroes with Captain Hindsight.
Yeah.
Who, you know, pointed out that, oh, well, what you should have done, you should have had a backup valve so you could, you know, shut this off when it started leaking or whatever. It ended up they summoned Cthulhu and some other stuff. It was a good episode. I mean, it's South Park, so that's what you're going to get. Coming out, we're going to talk about how Saudi Arabia has been frustrating the American government and leaving them asking, what are we going to do about this out-of-control country that isn't listening to us anymore? 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fan, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What is the ultimate survival food? If you are a prepper, then you know that the most important storage food is protein. Not just any protein, but a complete protein that supplies all 20 amino acids in their renatured and usable state. Renatured protein will be broken down into the 20 amino acids. These 20 amino acids will support muscle tissue repair, immunity, and the repair and proper functioning of every organ and tissue of your body. Carbohydrates and fats cannot do that. Stored pre-made meals, while convenient, are also already cooked and therefore denatured. The Max Planck Institute states that 50% of the amino acids making up a protein cooked to normal cooking temperatures are destroyed and therefore toxic to the liver, kidneys, and body. For the ultimate in non-denatured and virtually 100% assimilable protein that stores for decades at a time, consider getting Green Meadow Whey. The protein in Green Meadow Whey will support your energy, mood, strength, glutathione production, immunity, repair, and more. To learn more, go to bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
you can join us. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to do that. That's 603-283-6160. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria,
Nikki,
and Bonnie.
And I want to say thank you to Dennis W. That's tonight's amplifier. That means that Dennis is a member of the AMPS program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's our Patreon. Says for advertise, market, promote, and support. So if you like Free Talk Live, if you value the show and the ideas of liberty reaching, don't know how many people on close to 200 radio stations, you may consider joining the AMPS program like Dennis here has done. Dennis is contributing at least $25 per month to the AMPS program because Dennis is a platinum level member. Of course, we don't ask that. All it takes to get you in is $5 per month. That's amps.freetalklive.com. That gets you in. It does come with a number of cool little features, but really, if you join, it should be because you value Free Talk Live and you want to show your support for the show. So thanks, Dennis. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones. We have Dave Ridley on the line from RidleyReport.com. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. So back in 2013, Ian and I and Daryl Perry and a few other activists were able to, for the first time, sort of strike at the root a little bit because a Federal Reserve person came to New Hampshire, and we were able to confront them on camera and stuff as they were going into this. You know, this is like, for many of us, it felt, for me at least, it felt like the first time, like, you know, usually you feel like you're kind of hacking at the branches, but this is a Federal Reserve person, the root of all our problems.
What sort of Federal Reserve person?
It was nice to be able to question them. I don't remember the details. Again, it was 9 years ago. It was at St. Anselm's College at the Institute of Politics.
But was it like a Ben Bernanke or a Janet Yellen kind of person? Or was it like this person is a supervisor at one of the branches or whatever?
I would say he would be considered an official, but he wasn't like a, you know, he wasn't a grunt.
Okay. So somewhere, yeah. Okay.
St. Anselm, that's in Keene, right?
That was it. I'm sorry, what?
St. Anselm, is that in Keene?
Oh, no, it's in Manchester.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, Gothstown, technically. Somewhere between, well, maybe between Manchester and Gothstown. But anyway, that's about to happen again, actually. And there's going to be a Federal Reserve piece person at the same exact spot on October 21st. This time, what's different is that a Free Stater has welcomed them to the state, essentially. I'm not sure welcome is, maybe I'm going on memory here as I don't have the exact quote, but Jason Thorne is the founder of the Free State Project who works at St. Anselm's, posted a message on Twitter saying that he was very excited to have her visit St. Anselm's College.
Didn't Jason Thorne turn against the Free State Project? Am I remembering correctly?
He's more like he turned against the idea of New Hampshire independence.
Oh, okay. Okay, maybe that's what I was thinking then. Okay.
You know, and I consider Jason a friend, but I wish that he was not so welcoming. I mean, you know, you want to be physically welcoming and everything, but I would be excited about such a person visiting, but I'd be excited about the possibility of asking them nasty questions.
Yeah.
Like, you know, tell us more about these wars that you helped start. The other thing is she's coming here. She works for this inflationist organization, which she's on the, she's like with the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. She works for this inflationist organization, and she's coming to help talk to us about why housing prices are going up and what we can do about it.
Yeah. Well, she's responsible, basically. Yeah.
She definitely needs to get Ridley-o'd if you can help it.
Ridley-o'd?
Yeah. Ridley-videoed.
Last time we were there, St. Anselm's kicked us out. Like, I think it's a private college. And so they said, oh, you people have to leave. You have to stop asking nasty questions. And then later on, the guy who kicked us out told me that we were like the nastiest protesters he's ever seen. It was the worst experience.
Oh, wow. this one of the scourges of the planet here. I mean, the Federal Reserve is about as evil as you can get.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, it's possible, for all I know, this lady, I can't remember her last name. Her first name is Raven. There's probably only so many gals named Raven working for the Federal Reserve Board of Governors. But she could be like a dissenting person inside the Federal Reserve. I guess it's conceivable. I don't know. Like Paul Volcker, if you think of it, in 1979, he raised his hand and he said, hey, you know, we need to kind of have a rush of brains to the head now and stop printing all this money. And they actually did what Paul Volcker said. So there have been good people at the Federal Reserve now and then.
But yeah, I mean, the Nazi party had some good people too.
But I just, you know, I think this is not something that should be just, oh, we're just so excited to have what a wonderful person, what a wonderful organization visiting our...
No way.
That's not the kind of take I would have on it.
So are you planning anything for this person? Are you going to go and, you know, protest her visit?
I guess anything's possible. The stars would have to align, but I don't have to have... I don't own a vehicle, so it's not easy for me to get to Manchester.
Gotcha. Well, Dave, thank you so much for the call tonight. I'm with you. I'd rather this person, you know, not even come to New Hampshire, but... You know, bureaucrats are going to do their bureaucrat
thing. I actually think it's great. I think it's great that they're coming so free staters can go there and other lovers of liberty in New Hampshire can go there and question this person. They need to hear these things. They need to hear these nasty, you know, these nasty questions. And, you know, they need that
didn't happen last time they shut him out, right? I wasn't clear if he actually got to contact her at all.
He's not with us now, so no. I don't know. We can find out from Ian during the break.
If I had my way, federal employees would be not allowed to step foot in New Hampshire.
I agree entirely. It should be considered trespassing or an act of war. We also have Sarah on the line from New Mexico. Sarah wants to talk about some voting nonsense. Sarah, why do you like voting?
I really don't like voting. It's
work.
A pain in the butt, but I mean, if I don't vote, what are the lazy, dumb people of Albuquerque going to do? See that?
They're going to vote, Sarah.
Well, I mean, how many are they going to get really go out there and really do it? I mean, my vote counts even more. See, that's
why does your vote count more?
Okay, the reason is the lower the less people vote, your count weighs more.
Okay, so you want fewer people to vote. You don't want to get out the vote. You want fewer people to vote.
No, I want to get people out to vote so you'll have an honest election.
Okay, so you don't want your vote to matter, right?
Well, I mean, the thing is that more people... Well, the thing is,
what is the thing, Sarah? Do enlighten me. What is the thing? Do you want your vote to matter or not?
Well, if I want, I have to vote so that it matters because every election is a very close election. I mean, a lot of the things are just won by a couple of.
Thank you so much for the call tonight, Sarah. Give us a call tomorrow night. Hopefully. You'll be able to complete an entire sentence.
I think you broke her.
I think she was a bit flustered on that particular occasion. I mean, she's smart enough to be able to handle those questions. I think she just didn't expect them.
Yep.
But, I mean, because it's something she should think about, though. You know, if she wants people to vote, that means her vote is going to matter less. So if she wants her vote to matter, she should discourage people from voting. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
What is the difference between collagen protein and a whey protein? Pure collagen is an incomplete protein that supplies amino acids which support connective tissue repair. However, what determines most of the connective tissue synthesis in the body is the level of growth hormone. Children have wrinkle-free plump skin and agile joints not because they're eating collagen every day, but because they have high levels of growth hormone. Low growth hormone levels results in wrinkles and diminished connective tissue health. Consuming collagen does not overcome this. Cold sterilized whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows is a complete protein and supports connective tissue health as well as glutathione production, immunity, detoxification, combats inflammation, supports muscle size and strength, energy, fat loss, and more. Connective tissue health is dependent upon proper nutrient levels, how clean the cellular environment is, and optimal levels of growth hormone. To learn more about a true fountain of youth protein powder called Green Meadow Whey and how to support youthful levels of growth hormone, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Wisconsin Family Action, a pro-life organization that was set ablaze and vandalized, said the FBI has not been in touch with them about the horrifying attack since May. The abortion terrorist group Jane's Revenge openly claimed responsibility for that attack, which included the spray-painted message, "If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either." The terrorist group promised more violence unless the organization disbanded. Hundreds of protesters against sexually explicit LGBTQ books being provided to children shut down a Michigan school board meeting earlier this week. The majority of those who attended the Dearborn Public Schools board meeting were Muslims. There was also a handful of counter-protesters present to defend the books, including members of the American Federation of Teachers. And the significant flu season on top of COVID surge is being predicted for the White House. All Americans are being urged to get an updated booster. This is USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, where you're invited to join the discussion, 603-283-6160, if you want to do that. That's 603-283-6160. And coming up, of course, next year, it's still a long way off, but people are already, you know, excited about it. They're already booking sites at Rogers Campground, and it is coming up. 8 months out now? Yeah, just a little over 8 months. June the 15th through June the 18th, the 7th annual Fork Fest at Rogers Campground. There's no ticket. The Porcupine Freedom Festival has tickets and is probably going to sell out this year, just like it's done the last 2 years. But Fork Fest requires no tickets. All you have to do is book your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground. That's June the 15th through June the 18th. That gets you in, and you can go to ForkFest.part if you want to connect with other ForkFesters. That's the unofficial website. There's a ForkFest Telegram channel that's bridged to the unofficial ForkFest Matrix chat. So there's all sorts of ways for you to connect with other people who are attending. That's June the 15th through the 18th at Rogers Campground. Find out more about it at ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. Stop party. Let's keep going with the phones. We have Jamie on the line from Alabama. Jamie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, yeah, I heard this lady say something about if a mother kills her baby, it's between the mom and the doctor if she wants to get abortion.
You're breaking up a little bit there. So to reiterate, you heard someone say something like, if a woman wants to get an abortion, that decision is between her and her doctor. Is that?
Oh, okay. I thought she said her and the baby.
Is that correct? Okay. I mean, that sounds about right to me, right? Yeah.
Hey, will you do this service for me? Yeah. Okay, I want the service done. That's about it.
Do you disagree?
Yeah,
do you think
really.
Do you think it involves another party? Jamie?
I guess so. I mean...
We didn't fully get your answer there. You may need to step outside to get a better signal. I'm not trying to cut you off or anything like that. You just don't seem to have a very good signal with wherever you happen to be at the moment. So we don't know what exactly you said as the answer.
Is it better?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I heard, that it should be between the mother and the daughter. It's kind of like if someone killed someone, that should be between the murderer and the victim.
I mean, I think it's a little different than killing someone. I mean, in a way, yes, it is, but they're not. So if a baby, if the woman was to have a natural miscarriage or a spontaneous abortion, that's the medical term for a miscarriage, if that were to happen before a certain point, like in the first trimester, the baby wouldn't be compatible for life if the baby was born that early. So I think that's... personally, like, where my threshold for abortion is, you know, if the baby could be born and would survive in, you know, and it was terminated, then yes, that's absolutely murder. But if it's, you know, early on and they're not even really a fully formed person yet, I just can't really call that murder personally.
Well, they were saying something like the baby, if the baby was completely out and laying on the metal plate or whatever, the mother should decide if I want to keep it, feed it and everything, or just let it die.
No, I don't think if it's out that it's even a question that you should be allowed to kill it or not. But if it's in your body, I don't believe in slavery, so therefore I don't believe in forcing someone to carry a baby to term.
Exactly.
But if it's out of their body, you shouldn't be able to kill it.
Jamie, thank you so much for the call. I think I've never heard anyone suggest otherwise, right? Except maybe Mark Edge.
I've heard a lot of, like, very conservative or religious people.
No, I meant to say that I've never heard anyone suggest otherwise that you should be able to kill a baby that's outside of a body.
Oh,
like,
really?
Sitting there.
Oh.
Mark Edge, he was being Mark when he said it, right? He's like, I don't care if you want to take a billy club to your baby or whatever it was that he said. He was like, that's not my business. So that was his position on abortion. He's like, he doesn't care if you want to beat your kid to death with a 2x4.
The 24-month abortions?
Yeah. He was saying something to that effect. But other than that, I don't think I've ever heard anyone say that you should be able to, you know, terminate a life that exists independently of another human being. And that, as I understand it, that's where the abortion disagreement comes in, because, like, this isn't a thing, a life that exists independently of another human being. It's 100% dependent on another human being.
And once it's born, everyone has the option to give a baby away for adoption, so therefore you shouldn't be like, oh, well, I don't want to take care of it, so I'm going to kill it, because you have the option to very easily give it away.
Excellent point. So we also have Tia on the line from Oregon. Tia, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm just calling because I listened to the podcast. So I was listening to the one from last night, and I heard Aria say that she supports the Greater Idaho Movement. And I just want to know why, because to me, it's not at all the same as, like, what you guys are doing in New Hampshire. It's, like, I'm really against it, so I want to know why you guys support it.
I don't...
What is that?
What is the Greater Idaho Movement? I hate saying that if I said I supported it last night, but I don't remember.
It's like a secessionist movement, I guess. Like, in a way, I wouldn't say that it is, because it's kind of like people in the state of Idaho and people in the state of Oregon want to absolve part of, like, rural Oregon and have it be part of Idaho, because Idaho is more similar to that, like, rural Oregon area.
Yeah, what's wrong with that if people want that?
Well, people don't want that. What I'm saying is, if you want that, why don't you move to Idaho? Like, I literally picked up my life and moved away from Idaho to get away from it. Like, I can't imagine having the audacity to think that I should just be absolved into another state because people are too lazy to kind of pick up and move like I did.
Well, and it is kind of strange. I just looked up the Greater Idaho Movement because I'd never heard of that before, and it's just strange that they even want to do that, that they want to take over a part of Oregon. I just don't really understand why.
It's because, well, because I live here. Like, I moved from Idaho, and there's a big difference between the Portland people and the rest of the state. Obviously, like, the farming stuff, you know, it makes sense to me why maybe farmers would want to be part of Idaho. But I moved here because I like weed, and I wanted to grow weed. So why don't they move to Idaho?
I don't know, and I don't recall weighing in. If he asked me, this is the first time I've ever heard of the Greater Idaho Movement. I don't recall hearing about it previously. If I said something that sounded like it supported, I may have, in fact, said something that supported it. I don't recall. It was likely based on something a caller told me about it, and I was just basing the assessment off of what that caller said. I don't know. You say I spoke out and supported this thing. I don't have any memory of this thing.
Well, you were just talking about the different secessionist movements, and I just don't.
Are you sure this was me?
Maybe you were just quoting somebody, and I misunderstood. But I don't believe that the Idaho one is at all the same as what you guys are trying to do in New Hampshire, because it's a state trying to absolve me in my state into their state.
Annexation, you know, is definitely not the same as just, like, secession. That's really weird. I've never heard of it, personally. And I would say that if the people of Oregon mostly want to join Idaho, they should be free to. But if, like you're saying, most people don't, then that's weird that Idaho would want to take it. That's weird.
That is weird. Thank you so much for the call.
Weird too.
Yeah.
Well, I want to also say that I don't really think that it's as feasible as what you guys are trying to do, because even if Oregonians wanted to be in Idaho, Idaho doesn't want Oregon, you know? So what are you going to do about that? Like, you'd have to have both people consent, and nobody is, so it's just a bunch of...
Yeah, thank you so much for the call tonight, Tia. 603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in. There is more coming up. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you have the level of health and energy you desire? The Western world's oldest superfood supports energy, mood, elimination of cravings for junk foods or sweets, elimination of pain, detoxification, immunity, muscle building, fat loss, and even has anti-cancer properties. The oldest superfood is cold-sterilized whey protein from grass-pastured cows. Unlike heat-sterilized whey protein powder, cold-sterilized is easy to digest, and for most dairy-intolerant people, they digest it fine. Green Meadow Whey is the only cold-sterilized whey protein powder on the market. Green Meadow Whey is imbued with a life-giving energy that most people can feel in the form of improved energy and mood for 6 or more hours at a time. Unheated whey is nature's most powerful support for glutathione production, so essential to the health of every cell of your body. Let Green Meadow Whey erase your fatigue, fortify your immune system, support your detoxification, support your fat loss and lean muscle development, and lift you to new levels of health. To learn more or order, go to bestwheyprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, when you're invited to take control of the airwaves. But we're pretty much out of time for tonight. But you can hang out with us in the meantime on our social media server at social.freetalklive.com. That's where you can find many of the hosts of the show. And yeah, it's our Twitter clone, or it's not a Twitter clone. Mastodon is similar to Twitter, and you know, it could be characterized as a Twitter clone. And it behaves the same way. It allows you to post things and like things and reshare things and all of that great stuff. And it's pretty cool, and you don't have to worry about getting banned or anything like that. That's social.freetalklive.com. Now, there's so much to get into tonight that we didn't get into that I wanted to get into, like Elon Musk saying he's not going to bring Starlink to Crimea because he thinks it would upset Russia. Worth talking about, but not going to get into it. Of course, the LP, the Libertarian Party, is going downhill, according to one guy. Also worth talking about, well, amusing to talk about. There's Biden, Saudi Arabia, all of this stuff, and the UN vote that Russia wants to be had in the UN to determine whether or not countries think that Russia should be condemned for their actions in Ukraine. Russia wants the vote to be secret. But most of the countries wanted it to be public.
That's weird. Why do the other countries want it to be public? You would think they'd be like, oh, good, I don't want to have to put it on the record.
I don't know, but that's what I would have expected as well. The United Nations, because Russia's scary, right? And I would expect some of these smaller countries to not want to be on the record as, you know, speaking out against Russia, but evidently not. The United Nations General Assembly voted on Monday to reject Russia's call for the 193-member body to hold a secret vote later this week on whether to condemn Moscow's move to annex 4 partially occupied regions in Ukraine. Instead, the General Assembly, that's just what they call all of the nations in the United Nations, decided with 107 votes in favor that it would hold a public vote, not a secret ballot, on a draft resolution that condemns Russia's referendum and the, quote, attempted illegal annexation. So diplomats said the vote on the answer would likely be on Wednesday or Thursday. It doesn't look like it was today. So look for that tomorrow. I'm legitimately interested to see the results of this. Where do countries within the United Nations actually stand on this? Because 107 of them wanted to make sure that the vote was public. And that's a shocking amount of courage that I don't expect from ambassadors and status under most circumstances.
Well, I guess it sounds like they want to know what the other countries are seeing. So they want to know who's on their side and who's not. No secrets.
That makes sense. Only 13 countries on Monday opposed holding a public vote on the draft resolution. Another 39 countries abstained, and the remaining countries, including Russia and China, did not vote. So Russia and China did not even vote on whether or not to have a public vote on this thing, but Russia did want a secret one. So very confusing. Russia had argued that Western lobbying meant that it may be tough if positions are expressed publicly. That's why Russia wanted them to be secret, evidently. During the meeting on Monday, Russia's UN ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, questioned the push to condemn Moscow. What does this have to do with peace and security or trying to settle conflicts? Said Nebenzia, describing it as yet one more step towards division and escalation, which I'm sure is not something the absolute majority of states in this room need. After the General Assembly decided on Monday that it would hold a public vote on the draft resolution, Russia immediately tried to get the body to reconsider the issue, but it overwhelmingly failed. So that's why at least Russia is saying they wanted it to be secret, because the United States exerts a lot of pressure. And if it finds out that, you know, Israel, for example, or Germany or whatever Western ally is in support of Russia or doesn't vote to support Russia or doesn't vote to condemn Russia, then they're an enemy of the United States. So that would be why. And that could be a relatively big deal. The world is dividing itself and the United States is learning. I find it pretty amusing, but most people, a lot of Americans don't. The United States is learning that it's not the king of the playground anymore. It can't just say, look, this is the way we're doing it, and I said so, and everyone will go along with it. That's the way it was in the past, but now the United States isn't, they're not the kings anymore. So when just because they want a thing doesn't mean it's going to happen. Russia also has to be considered now, and China has to be considered. And the United States, you know, they've been the world's only superpower for such a long time that they can't share the space with anyone else. They believe that it's their God-given right to rule the earth. And they're not going to adjust to the new reality, I don't think. Like Saudi Arabia here and the OPEC thing, where this top Senate Democrat is vowing to block all future arms sales to Saudi Arabia. And that's great, right? But the concept here of Saudi Arabia having the courage to stand up and say, look, we don't really care. We're not selling you more oil. And for them to actually stand by that, that's new, right? Yeah. The Democratic chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee pledged late Monday to block all future U.S. weapon sales to Saudi Arabia. And again, his motives here are terrible, right? He just wants Saudi Arabia to be good little submissive partners again, or whatever it is he wants from Saudi Arabia. But if he's actually going to, you know, stop selling weapons to Saudi Arabia, which is enabling the war crimes and the crimes against humanity in Yemen.
Which your government, America, has been giving them guns for this thus far, but not if they piss them off.
Yeah, they've been giving and selling these things but now they're like, no, because of OPEC's decision to cut oil production and push up gas prices. Senator Bob Menendez, who has veto power over foreign arms sales. Wow, I didn't expect a single individual was capable of doing this. So every arms sale that the United States military has ever made can ultimately, at least as long as he's been a politician, be pinned on him. He was the one who didn't say no, and he has the veto power to say no. What an immoral monster. He said in a statement that OPEC's plan to slash production by 2 million barrels a day was a decision to help underwrite Putin's war. Russia, an OPEC ally, stands to benefit from higher oil prices without having to reduce its own production. Presumably this is because so much of the oil that Russia uses comes internally and they don't buy it from OPEC. I don't know. The United States must immediately freeze all aspects of our cooperation with Saudi Arabia, including any arms sales and security cooperation beyond what is absolutely necessary. Well, he's got this catch-all in here. Beyond what is absolutely necessary to defend U.S. personnel and interests. So, and that's kind of a, that's a much weaker statement than it really should be, because almost everything falls into that. For the reason that he's selling oil, weapons to Saudi Arabia in the first place is because in his warped, evil understanding of the world, doing so somehow helps American interests and protects U.S. personnel. That's genuinely what he believes. So he's not going to stop selling them anything as a result of this.
And that statement is up for interpretation. That could literally mean anything. You know, I would say zero.
Right.
But they would probably say, you know, billions.
As chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, I will not green light any cooperation with Riyadh until the kingdom, I'm assuming that's the king of Saudi Arabia, until the kingdom reassesses its position with respect to the war in Ukraine. Enough is enough. With his statement, Menendez joined progressive lawmakers such as Senator Bernie Sanders, another war hawk. As I understand it, Bernie Sanders is a war hawk because a lot of the Raytheon facilities are in Vermont. It could be Lockheed Martin.
I think it's Raytheon.
It's one of the two. I don't remember exactly which. So they get a lot of money from the federal government, a lot of jobs, and all of that great stuff going to Vermont because
all of the anti-war hippies.
Yes. All of the anti-war hippies are producing bombs and stuff that, you know, the U.S. government is using. And it's a mess, right? It's the U.S. government, so of course it's a mess. On Sunday, Senator Richard Blumenthal announced legislation that would immediately halt all U.S. arms sales to Saudi Arabia. Last week, three House Democrats introduced a bill that would require the removal of U.S. troops and missile defense systems from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, a leading member of the OPEC. Look, I'm all for this. If this is what it takes for the United States to close all of these foreign military bases and to bring all of its troops on us, you know what? Maybe we don't actually need missile defense systems in the United Arab Emirates. If this is what it takes, I'm okay with that.
I don't think it's going to happen.
I don't either, because they're already hedging their bets, right? Like, if this doesn't directly help American personnel or whatever, or American interests. But the reason they have the missile defense system in the United Arab Emirates is because they've convinced themselves that it helps American interests. So, yeah, I'm with you. It sounds good, but I don't expect anything to change. Quite a time for tonight. You can hang out with us in the meantime over on, again, our social media server, social.freetalklive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.